Kuflamiches on Aleph the bottom. Omar Rav Mishum Merabchia. Vilon Mutal and Toso Mutal the Farto. A curtain. You're allowed to put it up and take it down on Shabbos. Rashi says, Vilon Mutal and Toso. Vilon Mosach Shkneger Pesach. A curtain that closes up a doorway. Mutal and Toso. Shein Oel Elamishosu Kain God. The only OL is where it's above, not on the side. And Tosa says it's possible to have an OL on the side also. That's Osir. If it's a mechitza, that's matir something, like putting up a wall on a sukkah, what's it called, that makes a sukkah kosher, or a wall that would make permissible to carry on Shabbos. But a wall that's only for tznius, ain't hachinami there, there's no inyan of OL. If it's not on the top, what? It's called Oel Aroy. Yeah, it's just it's what Binyan Aroy, whatever. There's a din, just like you're not allowed to make an Oel Aroy on the top, you're not allowed to make on the side. Either. Okay. The what? Yeah, that will be. And something's matter, changes the halacha, yeah. It's only for tznius, it's okay. Vomer Shmuel Mishum Rav Chia, Kilas Chasonim. Kilas Chasonim, Rashi says, Lo Damya L'Shar Kilos, it's a canopy that goes over a bed. It's not like other canopies. Shishar Kilos Prusos Agabi Kinuf, Shihi L'Dalid Raglayim, V'yesh L'Gag, D'Havi Oel. Right? Regular canopies of a bed, there are four posts that go up on, from the sides of the bed, and the canopy goes on top, mamish like a chuppah. That's an oel. V'shal chasonim agabi naklitim. But by the chasonim, there's two posts in the middle of the bed, the head post and the feet in the middle, and it goes down like a pup tent. It comes to a point at the top. So that's not an oel. V'shal chasonim agabi naklitim. She'enem elishnayim ben tzoyis hanita. There are two of them in the middle of the bed. The kana nosun aleihem, and there's a pole on top of these two posts. The habeged nosun alav, and the fabric of the canopy is put so it goes down on one side and down on the other side and leaves a point at the top. The ein lo gag tefach hilkach lavoel. It doesn't have a gag of a tefach, therefore it's not an oel. So therefore you're allowed to put it up and take it down because it's not an oel. Amrav Sheishas Braid Ravidi Lo Amran Ela She'en Begaga Tefach. This is only if the top doesn't have a tefach, but if the top has a wide board that it goes on, and therefore it's a tefach, then it's also. Aval Yesh Begaga Tefach Asura. The Chi'en Begaga Tefach Nami Lo Amran Ela She'en Bepachas Mishlosha Tomach Legaga Tefach. That's only where, if within three tefachim of the top, it doesn't spread out to be a tefach. But if it does, then that's also considered an ohel, because within three tochim of the top, it's all considered the same thing. So even though the top mamish is just a nothing, but if it spreads out within three tochim to be a tefach, that's also considered that the gag has a tefach. Aval yesh po tefach aser v'lo amran ela she'en b'shipua tefach. It's only if the slope is not a tefach. Aval yesh b'shipua tefach, shipuei oel in koalim. But if the slope is a tefach, that's also considered like the top. Tosfos says we're not goris this. First of all, it's in Natshaya. How in the world could you ever have a kila that you could sleep under that's not a tefach of slope? He says a possible way, that you have a lot of, what's it called? It's made of a series of posts. And each slope is a little bit, and then it goes on to the next post, and also that's less than a tefach. Rashi seems to say that they didn't sleep under this canopy. This canopy was made just for decoration, and you didn't sleep under it, so it could be possible that it was less than a tefach off the bed. Velo amrin el velo nochis v'puria tefach. Avel nochis v'puria tefach also. It's also where it doesn't go over the side of the bed. But if it goes over the side of the bed and makes mechitzas completely around, then what's it called? Then it's also. See Rashi. Kilas chason, we said already. The pachos migimel, shehi olechas mispashetis lamata. right? If it, with as it slopes within less three tefachim from the top, there's also a tefach. That's also considered a tefach of top. Below Amrin el she'ein b'shipua tefach she'ein kol tzad v'tzad nishbat lamata l'srachik tefach mikineged emtziuso. If there's not a slope that goes on a tefach, da'ainu she'ein baruch v'lamata tefachayim. The kilos chasonim eino asuya lishin tachter. Rashi says they don't sleep under this, only for decoration. In the mela, what's it called? There's no kasha. How could it be less than a tefach? How could you get underneath there to sleep? Aval nachnu mipurya tefach, hahu tefach, havikir la ohel, vahamita nasa salgad. So now the maisa, but if it goes underneath the bed, then the bed becomes the ohel, and these become the sides of the ohel, and that's also usher. Okay, go on. Tos also mentions that you don't need 10 tefachim to be considered a ohel. Even one tefach is considered an ohel. To have, in certain things, you need 10 tefachim up to be considered an ohel. For this, Shabbos, you don't need 10 tefachim. As we have, it's a strainer. It's not usually strainers aren't 10 tefachim above. It's possible to have an ohel, even if there's just one tefach of space. An ohel in an ohel? Yeah. You can have an ohel on top of an ohel too. Yeah. Vamrav Sheshes, Bered Ravidi, Hai Siyana, Shori. Rashi, Siyana, Kova Shalavad. You have a hat, a floppy hat, okay, is mutter. Veho Itmar Siyana Aser. We learned a hat is Aser. Okay, it's one of these wide brim hats. Lokasha. Hodi is be tefach or lefit. It depends if the brim has a tefach or not. So the Mais Elameata Shriv. Sharbi v'glima tefach hafina mechayiv. The guy has a what's it called, a tefach of his clothing that he opens up his arm and he makes an ohel. It's on the osur, right? Same thing with a hat. Ela lo kasha had the mahadik had lo mahadik. See 1 second how Rashi learns. Depends if it's firmly on your head or it's not firmly on your head. Rashi. Siana kova shalavad, a hat made out of felt. Or some kind of material. Also what? Felt? Okay. Also lotzis bo b'shabbos. Ulekam ei meforish v'ozel. So you're not allowed to wear such a hat on Shabbos. In a few seconds, the Rashi says, Gemara explain why. Hodis be tepach, shumispashit lahalem erosh. Tepach, osur mishim oela. The Gemara in the beginning thinks, the reason is osur because it's an oel. If it extends more than a tepach from your head, you're making a what's it called, an oel. And therefore, it's also even in the house. Elamiata sharbi biglime tefach. Right, that's the biggest raya. That what's it called? That an ohel inside an ohel, because all these things are inside the house. Elamiata sharbi biglime tefach. Hiniach talos taliso al rosho kederoshu masate. If you put your talos over your head, the rechiko lahalami rosho tefach, and it extends a tefach over from your head, wouldn't be allowed to wear it. Ela time alav mishumol. So Rashi learns that the Gemara has charata from that, and it's not also to wear a hat because it's an ohel. Could be a wide hat, there's no iser, and somebody's showing him, say, the reason is because by clothing there's no such thing as an oil. Clothing is not an oil. It's clothing, not an oil. Ela mishum shlo yakdienu haruach mirosho, v'osi lasri arba amos. The problem is that we're afraid that the wind will blow the hat off, and you'll come to carry it arba amos. Hilkach mihadik barosho shapir shori, lo mahadik osu. Therefore, if it's tight on, then what's it called? It's mutter. And if it's not tightly on your head, then it's awesome. Okay. Others learn that the Tosus brings down the Rabbeinu Chananu, that the Gemara's answer, Mahadik and Lo Mahadik, doesn't mean if it's tight or it's not tight. It means if it's hard or it's not hard. A floppy hat, that's not considered an ohel. If it's made out of soft material, that's not an ohel. But if it's made out of hard material, like our hats are, then if it has a brim of a tefach, it'll be awesome because of ohel. And just some of the nicer, many of our hats do have a tefach of a brim. So why are we allowed to wear hats? So let's just see a few things over here. Okay, so basically, machlokes, first of all, according to Rashi, is no problem. According to Rashi, it's not an ohel, and our hats tightly sit on your head. Besides that, they say that according to Rashi, the only kind of hat that will be usher, the Mishnah Berurah says, would be a hat that is, what's it called, made for shade, but not to cover your head. In other words, basically, you're wearing it aside from a head covering. Then we're afraid it'll fly off and you'll carry it.
But if it's a hat that's covering your head and you have no other covering, then even if it flies off, you're not going to carry it because you're not going to walk with bareheaded. So you're going to put your hat back on. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says if you have a hat that's not tight and you have a yarmulke underneath, then it's a problem because it'll fly off and you won't put it back on because you have a yarmulke. The Beis Yosef says that you need one of two things. Either should it be tied. If it's not a tightly fitting hat, you have to tie it so it won't fly off. And if it's a tightly fitting hat, you don't need to tie it either. The Tur brings down both of these pshatim, Rashi and the Rach. Mashmi, need both. You need a tight-fitting hat, even if it's not a tefach. And if it's a tefach, even if it's tight-fitting, it's a problem because of oil. And the Or Zoruah brings down the minig is to be mekel like Rashi, that if it's tight-fitting, even if it's a tefach, you're allowed to wear it because there's no inyan of ohel when it comes to clothing. The Beis Yosef was told to what I said before, that if it's a hat that you're going to be bareheaded, and the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're wearing a yarmulke, it's still a problem. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that the halacha is like the Rabbeinu Chananel, that even in the house it's aser, if the brim has a tefach, and the Gong Avram says, dafka, if it's a hard hat. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the ma'aseh of the minig is to be mekel, like Rashi, but if there's a place where there's no specific minig, then talk, it's a problem to wear a hat with more than a tefach of a brim. The Tzitz Eliezer says that the only kind of hat that's aser is where you made it specifically with the brim is for shade or for rain or something like that. But if the brim is made just for decoration, then that's not the kind of hat that the Gemara is talking about, bichlal. The only problem is that a baseball hat, lechara, that you shouldn't be able to wear on Shabbos, because the brim there is made not for decoration, made specifically to shade you from the sun. So according to this pshat, right, there should be a problem of wearing a baseball hat, even in the house, on Shabbos. As long as you have it in your hand, right, you know you're a card-carrying member of the Black Hat people, so you don't have to have a dafka on your head. Right.
What?
Yeah, we have an Eruv, it's also not a problem, it's like it's in the house. Okay. Let's go on. What? Mistamana. There's certain things that are Asra Filu B'chotzer. Right, but those things that are not Asra B'chotzer are Mutter even where there's an Eruv. Okay, let's go on. Sholach le Rami bar Yecheskel Rafuna. Eimalon easy hanach milim ma'al yisod da amris lo mishmei the Rav, tarte b'shabas v'chad b'torah. So Rami bar Yecheskel sent Rafuna, tell us some of the interesting things that you heard in the name of Rav, two of them in Hilcha Shabbos and one Agadata, one about Torah. Sholach le hodetanya. So he sent him the following halachas. Hodetanya good bekis the mutter lintosa b'shabbos, Rashi. Tarte b'shabbos v'chada b'torah. Shayisa rogel lomer shnei dvar mishmo b'hilcha Shabbos. He used to say over two things from Rav in Hilcha Shabbos, the achas b'torah, and one in Agadata. So remind me what it was. Good bekisna, good beritzu osav, umunach amokam kavua shalom. Again, we had before, the good is like this big canteen that you hang on this frame when you camp. So, good because the, where is it? Good the kisna, mutl and tosav shabbos. The good the kisna, good beritzuosa. If it has, what's it called, ties, straps. Right, and it's on its regular place, Muntal Tosa Bishabas, Bahada Marn Lael Potar, Val Asra Hekhlo Havi Mesukan Bekisna. That's if it wasn't, what's it called, on its frame, before Shabbos. It didn't have the straps. The Shaila could be that since it's open partially, or it has the straps and it's made to open and close, therefore it's not considered an oil. It's Muntal to open on Shabbos. Omarav. So Rav said on that, Lo shonu elo v'deiz b'nei adam. It's only if two people are opening it. Avo ba'adam echad asu. And the Rashi says, why? V'deiz b'nei adam lo mintach le'shapir. Two people are not going to pull it taut, so it's not going to be mamash and oil. Ba'adam echad, Mematech leshater. By one person, though, he pulls it really taut, and it opens up to be an ohel. Shemotro al yosedzu, because one person has to tie it on one side, right, or fasten it to one side. The koshruba, the choser motro al zu, and then he can go and pull it the other side. So he can pull it really tight. And then it'll be opened, not just making an addition to an oil, your mamish making something that wasn't there before. Kach pirshu rabosai, v'chei motzasi b'tshuva sagol, nin v'eni odea mau. I don't know exactly how it is, but one person can pull it really taut, and therefore it becomes like a new ohel. And what two people can't pull it taut, because they don't tie both sides. They're two between them, and they're holding it in their hands. Therefore, it's what's it called, not going to be a new ohel, it's just going to be an extension of the original ohel. Omar Abaya, the kila fibu biyud b'nei adam asr. A kila, even 10 people is asr. Yefshad lo memaschei pursa, it's impossible, they shouldn't pull part of it and make it taut and make a new ohel. Idich mahi, what was the second thing in Hilcha Shabbos? The Tanya, kira shenishmeta achas miyachoseho. If you have a portable oven, that one of the legs fell off, mutter l'tautula, you're allowed to carry, it's not mukta, because it's still usable with one leg. We're not afraid you're going to put that leg back. But it has three legs. If one falls off, it's still usable. But if two fall off, also, because we're afraid you'll put the legs back. Rav omra filu chad nomi osir, even one is osir. Gzeir shem yitka, because we're afraid you'll put the leg back, and you'll put it in with a screw or whatever, and you'll be over on either binyan or on makab patish. Rashi. Idach the Shabbos Mahi, what was the second thing that Rav said in Hilcha Shabbos? Miyarchoseha, pitputim shalah ke'en raglayim. It has, what's it called, the legs of a tripod like. Shemi yiska, kshemachaber lo haregel yiska ena b'chozek, ravi bone. Aval heched lo nishmato, ela achas lo chayish le mitzke kulehai. Right, if two fell off, Rav said, Rav said even if one falls off. The first Mandiomer said that if only one falls off, we're not afraid you'll put it back. And then if we're not afraid you'll put it back, you're not going to put it back, what's it called, strongly, which will be bone. But if two fall off, then we're afraid you'll put them back. And Rav said even if one falls off, we're afraid you'll put it back, and we're afraid you'll put it back in a way that'll be over on bone. What?
Why
isn't muktzah? We're talking over here, letzara gufa makoma, whatever, maybe muktzah by itself, but even letzara gufa makoma. Comes out from this that anything that's not usable the way that it is, and we're afraid you may put it back in the normal way, you're not allowed to use. Glasses that came apart, right? The thing, the side piece came, we're afraid you may put it back, they're muktzah. But Shlomo Zalman Orbach says an interesting chiddush. He says only muktzah if you move it letzorech gufa, right, for its purpose, for another purpose. Then we're afraid maybe you'll put it back together. But if it's tzarech makomo, there's no purpose to move it, to put it back together, to get it out of the place. This would be something that we mutter letzorech makomo, but not letzorech gufa.
But that applies not to the kira, because you're not going to use it on Shabbos.
What?
You're not going to use it on Shabbos, so what do you care how many legs it has? You're not going to fix it in order to use it.
No, you may, what's it called, you may end up fixing it. You'll need it to store something or whatever. If you have a purpose for it, it doesn't serve any purpose if it's wobbly. So we're afraid you may put it back together. But if it has no purpose, right, you're not moving it for the kira. You don't care about the kira of a cloud. Right? Also, they say that if you have a bench, and a leg falls off, it's muktzah, because we're afraid you may put it back. But if before Shabbos, you sat on that bench in the way that it was, in other words, you used it, or your glasses, before Shabbos, you used it with the loose thing, right? Then we say that you showed that you're not going to put it back. You're going to use it the way it is loose, then it's okay. But it's only the person who showed before Shabbos that he used it in such a way. But somebody else is still lost it, because he may come to put it back.
So just something that usually happens is unless pop out from time to time, whenever he does, he will walk around like that.
Obviously. Right, then
this time it's not. But this time he didn't do it.
If he normally, when it pops out, he
it's like it's
works
it.
Yeah. Okay. Torah, what was the one in the Torah? The Omer Rav, Asid the Torah Shetishach Mishrael. Rav said that there's going to come a time in the future, the Torah, it's possible the Torah could be forgotten. Shenemar, v'hiflo Hashem es makosecha, right, the Rabbanu Shel Olam will bring you makos that are wondrous, worse than what it says in the Torah. That's the forgetting of the Torah. Hafla zu en yodemahu. What's this? V'hifla Hashem. What does it mean? Kishuomer lochein hin in yosif lahafli yisom hazeh. Hafli v'fele. Havayomer hafla zu Torah. It says, what's it called? Lahafli yisom hazeh. Hafli v'fele means forgetting the Torah. And the Marsha says, from the Navi we add it's tabra, double hafla. Not only will the secret parts of the Torah be forgotten, even the open parts of the Torah will be forgotten. Rashi, hafli v'fele, sefer dikra of the chachmas chachomim. In that pasuk it says, what will be the hafli v'fele? That the chachomim will forget their wisdom. So it's clear that it means forgetting the Torah. Tana rabbanim kishenichnusu rabbosenu lekerem biyavne. When the rabbanim came to the Sanhedrin, which was in Yavne, and Rashi says, Kerem, al shem shay yoshin shuro shuro ke kerem. They used to sit row after row like a kerem. So it was called Kerem biYavne. The Sanhedrin in Yavne was called Kerem biYavne. Omru, they said, Asida Torah shetishokach miYisrael. They said that a time will come, it's possible for the Torah to be forgotten. Shenemar, hine yomim boim num Hashem Elokim, vishlachti rov ba'aretz, I'm going to send a famine to the land, lo rov lo lechem, not a famine for bread, not a thirst for water. People will be thirsty and hungry for Torah. It's going to be forgotten. And they're going to wander around looking for Dvar Hashem and they won't find it. Dvar Hashem zu halacha. Dvar Hashem means halacha. Dvar Hashem zu akeitz. Dvar Hashem is also the Zman of Mashiach. They're going to be looking for Halacha, they won't find it, then they'll be chalish for when Mashiach's going to come and bring back the Torah. Dvar Hashem zu Nevuah, the Nevuah will be, and bring back the Torah. Umay yishotetu levakesh es Dvar Hashem. What does that mean? They're going to wander around looking for Dvar Hashem. Omru asila isha tishitul kikor shel truma. A woman's going to take a loaf of bread of truma that she has, and there's going to be a shaila, whether it's tahar or tameh, and she's going to run around with this loaf of bread to batim edrashos, lay them tmeahi in im tahori, to find out if it's tahar or tameh. The ain mavin im tahora hi im tmeahi, and nobody's going to know. Then nobody's going to know the answer. Okay, so now the Gemara asks im tahora hi im tmeahi behed yaksibe. She will go around to find out if a kikar of truma is makabel tumah or not. That's something that's in Torah Shiv Chassan. How can that be forgotten? You can't forget something that's written. You can only forget something that's Malpeh. Torah Shiv Malpeh can be forgotten. Torah Shiv Chassan, look it up. Mikol ha'ochel asher ye'ochel, right, says the Pharish, that ochel's makabel tumah. Right, so what's the shaila, whether it's tummy or not tummy? Ela leidahim rishona him shniyah. You know, I'll have to know if it's a rishon or a sheni latumah. That's not written, but she wants to know whether this thing that's makabel tumah is a rishon or a sheni. The ain mavin or nami masnisani. Right, that's a Mishnah. This kinisnana sheretz nimtza betanur hapasha besocho shniyah. If you have a sheretz in a oven and you have bread in the oven, so the bread is not considered a rishon; it's considered a sheni. Shatanur tchila, because the tanur becomes a rishon. Shatanur tchila. So what's mistapkalahu hada omer le rav ada barava le rav, right? The shaila will be something that's not so clear, and that can be forgotten. What was the shaila? L'chez yahai tanur kamanda mole tuma. How do you look at it says that if a sheretz is in the avir of a klicheres, so the avir of the klicheres is metame. Something else that's in that same inside is mekabel tuma. Why? Is it because the whole inside of the oven is considered like one tuma, and therefore it's like a touch of sheretz? Right? The inside of a klicheres, if it has tumah in it, it's like it's full of tumah. So then it's like a touch the sheretz, it's a rishon. The sheretz is an av, and this is a rishon, the tumah. But if it's not like that, it's the sheretz is metameh the tanur, and the tanur then is metameh the bread inside, then it's only a sheni, the tumah. Hod amr le ravada barava le rav, lechazi hai tanur kamanda mole tumah, v'tavi pas rishona, amr le, lo amrinu lechazi hai tanur kamanda mole tumah. Netanya, Yochel Yehu Kol Akelim Etam Ba'Avir Klicheres, because if it would be that the Avir is like the whole inside is full of Tuma, then it's Metame Kelim, because Sheretz is Metame Akli, an Av HaTuma can Metame Akli. So if you have a Kli inside an oven with a Sheretz, right, and the Kli doesn't touch the Sheretz, it's just in the Avir of a Klicheres, which is Metame, if the idea would be that the inside of the oven is considered like it's full of tumah, then the kli should become tameh. because like it touched the sheretz. But if the idea is that the sheretz is metame the oven, and the oven then is metame, the oven's only a rishon, and a kli is not mekabel tumah from a rishon, only from an av, and therefore the kli doesn't become tame, right? The Tanya, Yochol Yehu, Kol HaKelim Metamim Ba'avr Kli Cheres, Talmud Lomar Kol Asher B'socho Yitma, Mikol HaOchol Asher Yei Ochel, Ochli Metamim Ba'avr Kli Cheres. Only food and drink become Tamei from the inside of a Kli Cheres. The Ein Kelim Metamim Ba'avr Kli Cheres, but a Kli is not Mekabel Tuma from the Avir of a Kli Cheres. Therefore, it's not as if it's full of Tuma, it's just it's Metamei, the oven, and the oven's Metamei what's inside of it. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Chas v'Shalom Shetishach HaTorah Mishrael. He argues and he says the Torah is never going to be forgotten. Shenemer Kilosi Shachach Mipizara. The Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Elamani Mekayim Yishot Levakesh Yisvar Hashem V'lo Yimtso, Shelo Yimtsu Halacha Brura Mishnah Brura V'makom Echad. They won't find Halacha Brura, Mishnah Brura in any one place. Let's see Rashi. Here we say Zu Halacha to see Vahagid Lochem is Dvar Hashem Hainu Torah. Halacha is Dvar Hashem. Zu Nevuah to see Dvar Hashem Ashrohoy Aloshia. Dvar Hashem also refers to Nevuah. Zeha Kates Lo Yodana Mehecha. Actually, I don't know where Kates is called Dvar Hashem. And Tosus brings down by Golus Bavel. It says Lechalos Dvar Hashem Ipir Yimio. So it calls the Kates of Dvar Hashem. Behed Yaksiv the Torah Shibchsav Hariksubu Munachas Yikru Biru. How can you forget Torah Shebichtav? It's there. Look it up. Shatanur Tchila, Shenitma Min Ha'avir. The Tanur is Metkabel Tumah from the Avir, of the with the Sheretz is in. Kidasiv Al Tocho V'Uchozer Metame Ochlin Shebichtav Min Ha'avir. And the Tanur is Metame, the Ochel that's inside of it. But it's a two-stage thing. It's not direct. Command the Mali Tumah, Kishenofel HaSheretz Baviro, right? Or maybe not. Maybe when the Sheretz is inside the oven, it's considered like the whole space in the oven is full of sheretz. And anything that's in that space is like it's touching the sheretz. Below Nagiya Matami. The Hilkach command the Mali Tumahu, the Tavi Pas Rishon. And then the Pas should be a Rishon the Tumah, because it directly touched the sheretz. Even though it didn't touch it, it touched the air that the sheretz is in. And that's considered also like the sheretz. Lo Sokadai, you can't say that. Lemahevi command the Mali Tumah, the Tanya, Yochol Yukola Kelun Tmeya Miavri Klicheres, because if that would be the case, then Kalim should makabel tuma if they're in the Aver of a Kli Cheres together with the Sheretz, and that's not true. She imhoya Kli Acher b'socho, she yitma machmas ha-Sheretz, she ba'aver achitzon. O machmas she tamenu aver Kli achitzon, she tamen. It should be that the Kli should be makabel tuma because it's as if it touched the Sheretz, and the Sheretz is matamari Kli. But it can't be that way because we know that a Kli is not makabel tuma ne'aver Kli Cheres. Tamad lomer kol asher b'socho yitma, the somach le'ni kol ha'ochel asher ye'ochel. Ochlin umashkin shibisokho tmeim, below Kalim. Shmami notarte, chada dulomri nechazi commanded mole tuma. So we learn from that two things. One is that you don't say that if it's a sheretz inside a klicheres, the whole avir of the klicheres becomes like the sheretz. And anything that touches the air is like it's touched the sheretz. You can't say that, because a kli would be mekabel tuma that way, and we know it's not. Din kain in kli shetefu apnimi shemetami megabo yetami, donaga betuma. Elalo amrin and chazi command the mole tuma v'ochlin amashkin shebechitzon with the matami machmas akli shakli rishon v'em shniim ava kelim lo to hoil the ain tuma zubo ela machmas akli ashmin and haikro she ain kli she ain avatuma tamay kli. And we learn from here that a kli that's not an avatuma is not matame akli either, only ochl. So we learn two things from here. One is that the whole inside of the kli cheres as a sheretz is not considered like the sheretz touches everything. And we learn from here also that only a kli that's an avatum is matame kalim, but a kli that's a rishon the tumah is only matame ochlin. Okay. Halacha brura, the tamim shlo yibam machlokas. You'll never find, the Torah will be forgotten to a point, partially, that there won't be halacha brura, mishnah brura b'makom echad. That where they tell the halacha won't be so clear that there won't be any machlokas. The note of Yehuda says an interesting thing over here. He says, what's the raya? It says a woman will go around, what's it called, and try to find, maybe there will be someplace. She won't find an answer. But maybe there's a base medrash that does. No. She said, the fact that it says she has to take the bread with her to find out if it's Tameh or Tahar shows that people forgot the Torah. Because they're going to have to paskin like he had a maisa with the Baal Shem Tov, that he looked at the thing, and he saw Baruch HaKodesh, where it was Tomei and where it was Tahar. He said, normally you don't have to take your bread with you. You just tell the Chacham the circumstances. You don't have to see it. But if people forget Torah and they have to pass them with Ruach HaKodesh, you have to see the bread. Then it's a sign that the Torah has been forgotten.